KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In girls' high school volleyball play last night in Hawkeye 10 conference action, it was Glenwood beating Maple Valley 2-0. Glenwood downing Thomas Jefferson 2 games in a row. Tri-Center down Glenwood 2-0. Also, Kemper Catholic a winner over Carroll in 3 straight games. From the Western Iowa Conference, Tri-Center beat Maple Valley 2 in a row. Tri-Center also swept a pair from Thomas Jefferson. It was West Monona winning a 3-2 match over Logan Magnolia. In the Rolling Valley Conference, West Harrison fell to Remsen St. Mary's 2-0. River Valley beat West Harrison 2-0. Also from the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Mount Air, a 2-game sweep over Central Decatur. Mount Air beating Bedford 3-0. Central Decatur beat Bedford 2-0. And Winterset, a winner over Nottoway Valley in 3 straight games last night in girls volleyball. Well, the high school football season will kick off locally tonight. The Atlantic football team kicks off a new era as well as Mike McDermott takes over as the head coach for his first game. It'll be at home tonight against Clarinda. Coach McDermott has been pleased with the effort and the work that his team has put in during the offseason, and he says the kids have really responded positively to the changes that they've put in place. There's been a lot of good competition for getting time on the field, and Coach McDermott says he's been pleased that that's carried over into game week.
Yeah, you know, we've kind of a pleasant surprise, you know, going into game week. I didn't really know how our kids would respond, and especially against, you know, some a little bit tougher offense to figure out with Clarinda. You know, very, very pleased with the competitive level and the way we've practiced this week.
Clarinda runs a unique spinner-back run offense, and Coach McDermott knows they're tough to prepare for. He wants the Trojan defense to try and slow down that rushing attack and get some three and outs to give them a chance to be successful. Ultimately, in game one, McDermott wants to see strong efforts and discipline from his team.
We told our guys, hey, we just want to get out there and play hard. We'll let the chips fall where they may, but if we play hard and play disciplined, you know, that's the other area we've really focused on over the last 2 weeks is discipline. Things like just running on and off the field. It sounds pretty simple, but it makes a difference. You know, touching lines when we're doing some running things and running to all the way through cones. You know, those are the type of things that we're working on right now. We're not necessarily talking wins and losses. Those will take care of themselves if you do the right things.
The Trojans and the Cardinals kick off at 7 o'clock at the Trojan Bowl tonight. You can hear more from Coach McDermott this afternoon at 4:45 on first edition of the year of Trojan Preview. Also in Class 3A District 7 tonight, 8 a.m. is at Dallas Center Grimes. Winterset hosting Bondurant Farrar. Creston is home to Boone tonight. Carroll is at South Central Calhoun. Denison hosting Thomas Jefferson. Glenwood visits Abraham Lincoln. Harlan travels to Lewis Central this evening. Also in high school football tonight, 11-man action in 2A District 7. Among the games, IKM Manning will host East Sac County. AHSTW is home to Shenandoah. Kemper Catholic visits Greene County. Red Oak is home to Southwest Valley. Carroll goes to South Central Calhoun. Trainer is at Underwood. Also in Class 1A District 7 play tonight, Griswold on the road at Missouri Valley. Logan Magnolia visits St. Albert. ACGC, Adair Casey and Guthrie Center have come together. The Chargers are on the road at West Central Valley tonight. Tri-Center will host Maple Valley. Also in Class A District 7 action tonight, Nottoway Valley is on the road at Mount Air. Riverside plays at West Monona. Also, 8-man football, we've got a matchup for you tonight here on the radio as Audubon will visit Exira EHK tonight. Audubon co-head football coach Sean Burke says he's excited about the new season, and he knows there is a transition ahead for his team as the Wheelers drop from 11-man to 8-man football this season.
I think it's kind of two parts. You know, we're adjusting to 8-man and different things there, but we're also adjusting to new guys. Some of it you don't know if it's is it new to him? Or is it new to him altogether? Is it new to him because of eight-man type of things? You know, when we're blocking things a little bit different, but, you know, sometimes I'll say, you know, it's just like an 11-man when we did X or we did Y or did Z, you know, whatever play combination it was. But some of those guys that didn't play a lot of varsity, you know, our varsity terminology, you know, varsity was a little bit more advanced. So, you know, some of those guys are new to the system too, because we're replacing, you know, 8 starters. We're replacing a nice, productive senior class. So, you know, we're getting new guys out there for varsity for the first time, and it's also new to 8-man. So there have been some adjustments, but, you know, everybody, they're working hard. They're tuned into the changes, and it's been nice to see some growth here the past few weeks.
Coach Burke says the transition to 8-man was not a decision that was taken lightly. As he mentioned, the Wheelers lost a very strong senior class last year with the likes of Jake Mulford and Mitchell Nelson gone, but the returners are spread out across the field and have also been leaders in the weight room. Now, the Wheelers embark on their first eight-man season with a trip to Exira tonight, and they'll face a perennially strong Exira EHK Spartan team. Coach Burke said they'll need to focus on themselves and getting better at how they want to play early in the season. Now, for the Spartans, they're healthy and ready for the new season. The Spartans dealt with some injuries to key players throughout the 2015 campaign, but those players are back and ready to contribute this year. Senior Kyle Peterson missed the majority of last season with a knee injury, but he'll get his shot now to lead the Spartan offense at quarterback.
On the offensive side, we get Kyle Peterson gets the opportunity to get back this week. You know, from a year ago, he didn't get to play hardly at all last year. I think he was out the first 9 weeks, 8 or 9 weeks with a knee injury. So we're excited to get him back there to see what he can do and lead us on the offensive side.
That was Spartan head coach Tom Peterson. Senior Drew Buchholz is back after having a great 2015 campaign and had to fight through injuries at the end of the season. He racked up over 1,100 yards and 21 touchdowns last year, and he's a big part of the Spartan defense at middle linebacker as well. Now, the Spartans face that tough test tonight in a matchup against an Audubon Wheeler team that made the playoffs last year in the 11-man ranks and now transitions to 8-man play. Coach Peterson says it's hard to prepare for the Wheelers because they don't know a lot about them as a new 8-man team. Well, we'll find out soon enough as we'll have coverage of the Spartans and the Wheelers tonight from Exira here on KJAN. Pregame at 6:30. We'll kick it off at 7 o'clock tonight. That's Exira EHK hosting Audubon live tonight here on KJAN. Also an eight-man football tonight from District 6. Bedford will play at Sydney. It'll be Stanton hosting East Mills. Essex visits East Union. Fremont Mills at Lennox. Cam at home against Murray tonight. Also in eight-man District 7 this evening. Among the games, Boyer Valley is at Woodbine. Also in District 8 in eight-man football this evening, it'll be Charter Oak Ute at Clay Central Everly. Coon Rapids Bayard visiting Newell Fonda. Glenn Ralston's at Grettinger, Terrell Ruthven, Ayrshire. And also West Harrison plays at Siouxland Christian tonight. In college football news, Nebraska receiver Brandon Riley and safety Nate Gary will be suspended from the Cornhuskers season opener against Fresno State on September 3rd. Coach Mike Riley Thursday announced the seniors are being disciplined for violating unspecified team rules. Riley was arrested for drunken driving in March and pleaded guilty. Riley was the Cornhuskers' second leading receiver last season, catching 40 passes for 754 yards and four touchdowns. Gary made 79 tackles and intercepted four passes last season, both team highs. Riley also announced that freshman receiver Darian Grimm has left the team and plans to transfer. Grimm from Stockton, California, had enrolled in January and was impressive in spring practices. In NFL news, the NFL Players Union says Pittsburgh linebacker James Harrison and Green Bay Packers defensive players Clay Matthews and Julius Peppers have met with the NFL investigators looking into allegations linking them to performance-enhancing drugs. The league had threatened the trio and free agent Mike Neal with indefinite suspensions if they didn't meet with investigators. All of them were mentioned in an Al Jazeera television interview with Charlie Sly, who worked as an intern at an anti-aging clinic. In the December report, Sly made claims of ped use by several athletes, including Harrison, Peyton Manning, and three others, but later recanted his claims. The Cleveland Browns are sending linebacker Barcavius Mingo to the Patriots for a fifth-round pick next year. The Browns selected Mingo, who played his college ball at LSU with the number 6 pick in 2013. He has just 7 sacks in 3 seasons and spent much of last season on special teams. Backers of a proposed NFL stadium in Las Vegas that would be a potential home to the Raiders say they've identified 2 possible sites. They also say they refuse to accept any less than $750 million in public funding toward the project. Representatives from Majestic Realty and the Las Vegas Sands Casino Company lamented that the price tag rises on a daily basis and is now $1.9 billion. They say they'll walk away from the project if state lawmakers don't meet their minimum financial demand. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, in the National League, Cardinals pitcher Adam Wainwright lost his glove trying to tag out Yoenis Cespedes, and he lost the game as well when Alejandro Deaza homered and drove in 5 runs, sending the New York Mets over the St. Louis Cardinals 10-6 last night. Elsewhere in the National League, Pittsburgh beat Milwaukee in 10 innings, 3-2. Atlanta over Arizona, 3-1. San Francisco, 4-0 over the L.A. Dodgers. In interleague play, Alcides Escobar homered and drove in 2 runs to lead the surging Kansas City Royals past the Miami Marlins 5-2 last night. The defending World Series champs have won 15 of 18 to pull within 4 games of the second wild card spot. Another interleague game saw Washington beat Baltimore 4-0. In the American League, Tampa Bay over Boston 2-1. Detroit beat Minnesota 8-5. The Angels over Toronto 6-3. Texas 9-0 over Cleveland. The White Sox beat Seattle 7-6. Brazilian police have charged American swimmer Ryan Lochte with filing a false robbery report over an incident during the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. A police statement says Lochte would be informed in the United States so that he can decide whether to introduce a defense in Brazil. The police statement says the indictment will also be sent to the International Olympic Committee's Ethics Commission. Lochte initially said that he and his fellow swimmers, Jack Conger, Gunnar Bentz, and Jimmy Feagan, were robbed at gunpoint in a taxi by men with a police badge as they returned to the Olympic Village from a party August 15th. However, security video suggested the four actually faced security guards after vandalizing a gas station restroom. And Pine Brothers Softish Throat Drops is backing Ryan Lochte. The company has signed on as a sponsor for the controversial swimmer, who lost four other sponsors this week after he lied about being robbed at the Olympics. Pine Brothers says Lochte should be forgiven. He'll appear in ads that say the company products are forgiving of your throat. That's a check of sports this morning. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.